Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, buddy, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. If you've not donated into www.3twarrioracademy.com, we teach you our five pillars of wealth and how to break free from this just over broke system. We're also looking for people who are looking to join our insurance team, teaching you the power of Index Universal Life. Look up the Rockefellers and see the difference between the Vanderbilts and the Rockefellers. Vanderbilt's income was gone after seven generations. And the Rockefellers, do some homework. Find out why they maintain their wealth. That is the secret that we're teaching people, the infinity banking concept. So if you want to learn the infinity bank concept, www.3twarrioracademy.com. All right, so let's dive into limiting beliefs today. So we talked about motivation on Monday. You need discipline and consistency. And then we talked about never giving up and limiting beliefs. And where do those come from? They come from people, places, things, environments, epigenetics that have been passed down from generation to generation. You know, we came from the Great Depression generation. So our grandparents went through the Great Depression. They passed a lot of scarcity mindset down to our parents. And lo and behold, we adopted that scarcity mindset. So rich parents have rich kids and poor parents have poor kids. So what does that mean when you say something like that, right? So often around 85% of people who win the lottery, right? Because wealthy people don't play the lottery. Wealthy people don't gamble to make their money, right? Wealthy people aren't buying scratcher tickets, right? So people who have indoctrinated impoverished mindsets are hoping to win the lottery. The problem with that, though, is when they win the lottery, most of them go bankrupt. There's a reason why. Most pro athletes that make it out of, you know, really tough situations and get into the NFL and start making a large amount of money, or they get into a windfall of money, most of them go bankrupt. Why? Think about that for just a moment. We can say that, but why does that happen? It's based on the limiting beliefs that have been passed down from gen. It's epigenetic inside your system. So you have to recognize and put up on the cross or snake up on the cross and bronze it and say, okay, these are my limiting beliefs. So how do you do that? You look at the people, places, things, environments, and you listen to the conversations. So when you're talking to your parents, your grandparents, your brother, your sister, or the environment that you're mostly around, listen to the conversations around wealth, around mindset, around success, and basically take a deep dive in understanding where your limiting beliefs come from. It's a very important thing to do because that's where your limiting beliefs have come from, passed down from generation to generation to generation. So to understand that is to know what your limiting beliefs are. Once you know your limiting beliefs, you can attack that by reversing it and finding out what it takes to rewire that belief. There's information, there's people, places, things, education, all these different things. So we have to know what our limiting beliefs are because many people are unconsciously trying to go to the next level, but don't understand there's limiting beliefs through that process. So what I want you to do today is I want you to get a piece of paper and I want you to write down all the things, the fears that you have around success, okay? So you say you want to start a business. Right when you say that, I want you to think of your environment or practice. Go tell people in your ecosystem you're going to start a business and see what they say. If they say things like I said yesterday, 85% of small businesses fail and they give you all the negative things, then guess what? That's your limiting belief. So you have to rewire that belief system. You have to start studying. If someone says 85% of small businesses fail, you need to study why the 15% succeed. That's it. It's not that you don't have to get rid of those people. You don't have to argue with them. You just have to say, okay, this is what they say. This is what's indoctrinated in me. This is what they believe. Therefore, that was passed down to me. And if I don't rewire that, I keep going to go in a vicious cycle of making money, losing money, or succeeding or not succeeding, getting into a relationship and breaking up and cycling back to the same relationship, getting a business partnership and finding the same business partnerships. The type of business I did 3 years ago is completely different of the business partnerships I have now. Completely different. like the paradigms, the information, the people, the places, the things we accept, the things we don't accept is completely different. Because I had to rewire the foundation. When I rewired the foundation, it changed the situation. And by changing the situation, I got access to new information. By getting access to new information, there were certain people that didn't fit into those paradigms. And they just, you don't have to get rid of anybody. As you access new information, you get rid of limiting beliefs. The people that have those limiting beliefs will either go, rise up, or go away. It's that simple. So today I want you to think about, what are your limiting beliefs? What are your limiting beliefs? We're going to attack those. Remember, on Monday was motivation is fleeting. You need discipline and consistency. Tuesday we talked about never giving up. And today we need to recognize what our limiting beliefs are so we can get back on track and get the proper information to rewire that foundation. Warriors, rise.